tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Young and Hungry. This is episode 4, season 2, Young and Old is tonight's episode. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to comment down below and give us, you know, your thumbs up. If you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure to rate us 5 stars and also comment as well. You can always find all of us on Twitter. You can tweet at me, at Heather Joy Smith, along with my other hosts.
You can tweet at me, at underscore Michelle Fee.
And you can find me at Britta underscore Garso.
Hey guys, you can find me at Carly underscore Garso.
All right, so make sure to tweet with us. Share your thoughts, your comments. We're always looking for, you know, what you guys have to say about the episode. Tonight's episode focused a lot on Elliot, which we've kind of asked for a few weeks now. We kind of wanted to see his backstory, which we didn't get a whole lot of, but we got little sneak bits here and there.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot has been playing off that he's 32 years old, and we kind of found out he's 40, or maybe 42.
Yeah. Which I feel like he looks in his 30s.
I do, too. Yeah. He looks like really young.
He's young. He's good skin.
Yeah. He's great skin. So Elliot decides, you know, maybe I need plastic surgery. His boyfriend, Andre, broke up with him after learning that he's not 32, which is so wrong.
That's so sad.
And we wanted them to date so badly. Yeah. So at the beginning of the episode, I was so excited. I'm like, oh, he's going to be in this episode.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, so does this mean he won't be coming back at all then?
Maybe they'll bring him back.
They kind of made the audience turn against him, I feel like, now.
Yeah.
And now we have Alan.
Yes.
So
a little geeky, like, but tender-hearted.
Yeah, so, you know, tonight's episode, because of Elliot wanting to look younger, feel more youthful, him and Yolanda decide to go to the plastic surgeon, and who just happens to be Yolanda's ex-husband, who has obviously just broken up with his latest girlfriend. Yeah, young girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And Yolanda's like feeling herself like, hey.
Yeah.
Which she looks great too.
She does. But terrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, just leave it alone. He was terrible to her. Why would she ever even want to speak to him again?
Yeah.
Knowing the trap was there.
I kind of feel like she went into it, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to leave him on and then I'm going to leave him in the dust.
Right.
And he's so, like, smooth with her.
Very charming.
Yes, yeah. And I think that really got to her again.
Yeah, plus, I don't know, I've never been married before, but I can imagine that that's a pretty strong connection even after you get divorced.
That's why I don't think there should be any communication.
Yeah, like, she knew she should avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even Josh told her that she shouldn't go there.
Yeah, exactly.
But she did.
I mean, I guess it's kind of a hard thing, you know, like, if you feel, like, really good after, you know, years of a breakup, and you're like, well, let's just go see. Let me just show them what they're missing, you know. But understandably, that can lead to some issues.
It's like you would have to already be in a new relationship or married and then just want them to see you.
Or you could post pictures on Facebook and have them look at you.
Yeah, that's so true.
Facebook friends with your ex-husband.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe they'd just be creeping.
Totally.
True.
They could profile picture, it's accessible to all.
You're right. You're right. It is.
So, Elliot, you know, decides to go to the plastic surgeon to look younger, try and get a facelift. He totally does not need it, as we all said. He looks super young.
And happens to mention to Gabby along this little journey that, you know, he's only had three loves in his life. Mm-hmm. Andre, another guy.
Adam Levine.
Oh, wait, Adam Levine.
How can you forget?
Just another guy.
Adam Levine is another everyone's joke. Love. Come on.
I mean, just another guy, really. And then this guy, this guy, Alan. And so Gabby, like, trying to be so good and in her heart, she tries to go out and find him on the Facebook. And I guess he's not friends with Alan O'Shea, who it ended up being.
Yeah.
But instead was another Alan. Alan Lowenstein.
Lowenstein.
It was a great idea on her part, though. Like, oh, I'm going to go on Facebook and find him. And, like, surprise. But I don't know. What are the chances that there's two Alans that graduated with him at college?
Yeah.
Both gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's very slim.
It is, but I felt like she had a good intention, but also, like, it was a great idea going on Facebook. Like, why would you not befriend your crush on Facebook?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
So when she brought Alan in, I was like, oh, my God, okay, third time's a charm. Like, yeah, you totally got this.
I'm kind of bummed it turned out to be that.
Yeah.
I felt like it didn't fit the storyline.
Yeah, it really didn't.
Because he ended up liking him anyway. Why did they need to, like, put that in there?
I feel like because Gabby kept messing up everything for his birthday, and he was just getting so frustrated with her that she had to do something right on accident, you know?
That's true.
Plus, I feel like that's such a typical storyline in shows, too, when people reconnect people in their past and it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like bringing someone new in is more realistic.
Yeah.
Like, someone
that
he hadn't dated that, but, like, really likes him.
About.
He didn't really know,
Yeah.
And, like, now that's they're different. They're, like, 42 instead of 22.
Which so they're not,
but we'll ignore that.
They're only 40, you guys.
Totally.
But we were saying that Alan Lowenstein, whoever plays him, does not look 40 at all.
No.
If he actually is, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy is 30.
We're going to have to IMDb him later and find out, because there's no way this guy is 40 or 42 years old.
Right.
No. Not a chance. He looks so young. But I kind of like this character as a potential boyfriend for Elliot, because, like we said, he is the kind of nerdy, geeky kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like he could be that ego boost that obviously Elliot needs at this point. Like, he's like, but you're so gorgeous kind of thing, you know, like, totally feeding his ego. And maybe Elliot needs that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he does.
And
Elliot brings the sass. Like, he doesn't need someone that's sassy back end.
Well, I think it's just he never thought of him, like, pictured himself as someone like Alan, because, you know, we've seen him a little bit with Andre, and then I think his type is kind of just, like, someone super fun and outgoing, and he would never even think to date someone intellectual, you know, all
exactly.
those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and sometimes that happens, like, when you least expect it, and it turns out really well. It's just you don't picture yourself as someone like that, but it worked out.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because we all love Andre because we love Miguel in real life, okay? We love the actor who plays Andre, so that's why we love him. But you're right, because Andre is such, like, a sass and ball of energy himself. Mm-hmm. I feel like him and Elliot might have kind of competed for the spotlight sometimes.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe it is better that we find someone a little bit more low-key, someone who will compliment him, not try and compete against him.
Yeah.
Plus, can the show really have another character that's, like, a big personality? Because every single main character has a huge personality.
You're right.
Yeah.
Josh is a little toned down. He's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that he's, like, a coding genius.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe we could bring Andre back as, like, I don't know, Sophia's best friend or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We gotta bring him back somehow.
Or, like, I think the flowers are gonna come into play because he, like, owns a flower shop. Like, maybe he'll deliver flowers.
I thought that, too. Because I thought it was weird that when she called, she asked, like, Andre's flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we never heard that he was in the flower business.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
He was ordering flowers for Josh's wedding. That's how we met him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
good memory.
I don't know where that came from.
Good.
Yeah, wow.
Impressive. We'll see where, you know, Alan goes. I think at this point we're going to see him again.
Yeah, me too.
I definitely think he's going to be recurring. Let's talk about Dr. James Coleman. He, as we know, is a plastic surgeon. He is also Yolanda's ex husband.
Ex-boo-boo.
What do we think about this relationship going forward in future episodes?
I don't have a good feeling about
it. I'm going to be very disappointed if it continues much longer.
Really?
Yeah,
I just think that Yolanda is a very, like, strong lady, and she holds her own really well, very confident. And it just kind of makes me sad to see her in a role of, like, just crawling back to someone who cheated on her. I don't feel like it fits her character at all.
Yeah,
I agree.
Think so either.
Especially after we saw her going after, what is he, the window washer?
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
but do you think the relationship is, like, carrying on because she's going to, like, dump him when he's, like, in really deep? You know what I mean? Like, make him hurt a lot more than he made her hurt.
I feel like she's, like, sucked right back
she's
in.
She thinks so? I think she's sucked right back in, too.
I think she has no plans to cut ties.
I mean, to be honest, they were cute.
Yeah.
He's just wasn't the best person to her in the past. But we got our wish. Like, we've already seen Yolanda with two guys.
Yeah.
And Elliot with two guys. So,
right.
Like, they're dating.
I feel like they have to be dating since Gabby and Josh. Well, I guess I always read about Cooper in China, but
I know.
I was going to say because they're not dating, but
because Cooper is never here.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Cooper's out of sight, out of mind at this point.
Yeah.
I 100%
didn't even mention
it.
Him this whole episode.
No.
Which I was surprised. There was no phone call to China.
But it's good. It shouldn't be all.
Like, my day is going so bad, I mess up Elliot's birthday.
You're right. That would be, like, a thing to do for her to call him and say what happened, and we got nothing.
Yeah, but I think that would have been super annoying.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
long distance. Long distance phone calls, not cheap. Well, I would imagine. I've never called someone in China, but
that's true. I kind of expected if we're not going to see Cooper, then Gabby and Josh's relationship needs to have some kind of connection.
Yeah,
I guess is the word. I don't know.
They were really platonic on this episode.
Yes,
disappointing.
I was disappointed, but I was just gonna say that I think not every episode can concentrate on the whole love triangle. It's nice that Elliot got his spotlight.
It was his birthday.
Yeah, you're right. Josh and Gabby were definitely in the background this episode.
What do you guys think about birthday episodes? Because I love them.
I like them too.
I like them. And we have a lot of birthday episodes. We had Josh's 30th last season.
Yeah.
Did we have any
Gabby's? Yeah. No, I don't think they had Gabby's last season.
I don't think so either. No. So it should be.
But she's only turning 24, so I feel like they might not do anything for that.
Maybe they'll do something
Josh
next year
for
her 25th birthday.
Yeah.
Like a milestone.
Season 3, guys.
One birthday season. But how she said no one should not have cake on their birthday, that's like our motto. Mm-hmm. We bought multiple friends' birthday cakes just because no one shouldn't have cake.
And that cake looks so delicious.
It looked so good.
So good.
Yeah. That was really sweet of her to, like, you know, cook the dinner for them and make the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. I'm really kind of disappointed, though, that we didn't see a whole lot of Sophia this episode.
We didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was like one scene, maybe.
Yeah.
Just one scene. Yeah. She wasn't home very much.
Yeah.
Like, Gabby wasn't home very much.
Yeah.
She just needs to be in the episodes more.
I know. But I feel like she's only going to be if she works for Josh, because they're always at his house.
Oh, what can we have her do?
I know. What does he need done?
She could be his assistant.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have one.
He has a publicist, he has a housekeeper, and a cook, but he doesn't have an assistant.
Which is
what you usually get first.
You usually hire an
assistant first before anyone else. I mean, the chef is, like, last on the list.
It's not like you can't cook for yourself.
Yeah. Let's talk about Elliot really quickly again, because we glossed over the fact that Gabby did call his parents and invited them to dinner because his boyfriend broke up with him.
It's so funny how immediately after she hung up the phone, we were all like, oh, no, they didn't know.
Yeah.
So sad.
But I kind of hoped at that moment that we would see them in the episode. And we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to come and, like, yell at him.
Yeah. I thought that would have been more of the episode. which I would have kind of liked to have seen.
Yeah.
Because then it brings more of his backstory, where he comes from, his family.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but we haven't seen anyone's parents yet. Right?
No. But at the very end, Elliot said, you know, that photographer guy was in there, and he was like, oh, I can't wait for my parents to know that I married a millionaire, talking about Josh.
Yeah. Right.
So I wonder if they're going to, like, next episode, pretend that they're a couple.
Oh, that's true. Or maybe they'll just look at the magazine and, like, laugh about it briefly and then move on.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. Let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, I can go first.
Are you turning it around again?
I almost was going to say Brenna could go first this week.
I was like, I'm waiting.
I can go. Okay, so I think that, like, we said this last week and then we just briefly talked about it, but I think that Gabby and Josh are going to have some sort of, like, connection soon on the episodes, because I don't even know. Do you guys, you said you saw on IMDb when he was coming back, Cooper?
Yeah.
It's like once a month.
It's like once a month, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like three or four more episodes that he comes back for. So what's today? The 15th. So I want to say it's like going to be like on the 30th week.
So like in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think not next week, but the week after.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so I feel like maybe something could happen next week, or maybe something happens between Gabby and Cooper, like they break up something, like when he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like something has to happen with Gabby and Josh soon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone's rooting for them. Like, not like they're officially together, because the chase is fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know how that sequence is going to play out, because I don't want them to break up right now, because I feel like that's really unrealistic. Because then why wouldn't Gabby and Josh be together? I feel like I want to save that to the end. Like, maybe they'll go through some struggles and then they'll break up because of distance.
Wait, I think she's going to find out about the message soon, though, because she still doesn't know
the message.
The message.
The message.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. That would make sense, then, if she found out about the message, and then her and Josh would obviously talk about it, and then she would have to decide what she wanted to do with Cooper. It's hard. It's so hard to predict the show.
Yeah. It's so unpredictable.
It really is. It keeps us on our toes.
It really does.
So I don't really have any predictions.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fine. I think I'm going to go back to what I said earlier this episode. I really think Yolanda has something up her sleeve. Like, I don't think...
I hope so.
Like, I think she's gonna make him fall in love with her, and then she's gonna dump him.
She has a son, right?
Yeah. Is that her? Do you think that's her son with him?
I assume so. Wait, who's her son?
He was on last season.
Yeah.
Oh, she tried to set him up with Gabby.
Or Sophia.
Yeah. When they switched spots or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe her son will be back if her husband's back in the picture.
Interesting.
True.
I mean, it has to be.
Have such a great memory,
you
Carly.
You do.
I know.
We forgot about the message.
I know.
Weeks ago.
But yeah, okay, that's my prediction. That's it.
That's a good one.
I can't remember.
You're like, I'm over it.
Oh, I just said that I think she's going to lure him back in and then break his heart.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Ice queen. Going.
I mean,
just call me Elsa.
I'm going to throw this out there. I have a feeling the message is going to come back up the same episode that Cooper returns.
Oh. They would do that. They would
so put that drama out there. And then I feel like Cooper's going to be there and he's going to be like super annoying because he hasn't seen Gabby in so long. And then Gabby's going to hear the message and be like, oh my gosh, Josh.
Then she doesn't have to break up with him over the phone. She can do it in real life. So exactly. That would kind of work out well.
I said they were going to break up, and you said no.
I just said that. I want them to break up, but later on in the season. Is this like a prediction for next week?
No.
Yeah, so she's just doing overall.
I'm just doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not I thought you meant in two weeks when he comes back.
I mean, well, it could be. That could be good. Yeah. I think it's 2 weeks, actually.
Oh, okay, we're putting a time limit on this.
I think horrible that we want Cooper gone so bad.
Because he is gone.
If you think about it, he's going to be here for a couple more episodes.
Yeah, I know.
So, but he can come back, not her boyfriend.
And do what? Yeah, and do what?
Work for Josh?
That's how he started out. Okay, so maybe not in 2 weeks when he comes back or when he comes back, because we obviously know he has a few more episodes left. Mm-hmm. But it will happen!
It will happen. I'm sure it'll happen.
Season finale, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Winter finale. Yep. Whatever. It's season.
Winter.
Whatever season it halfway.
Spring finale.
Spring.
Summer finale. All right, everybody out there, make sure to tweet us your predictions and let us know what you think is going to happen between Gabby and Josh and Gabby and Cooper. And Yolanda and her plastic surgeon hubby. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly_Garso. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Britta_Garso.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _MichelleFee.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Are you serious?
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.